And I can't get to sleep at night. The parking lot's so loud and bright. The AC hasn't worked in 20 years. Probably never made a single person cold. But I can't say the same for me. I've done it many times. Somebody take me home.
Welcome back to the Jeff Moore Show on FM Talk 106.5. Thanks for staying with us on this Monday morning. Sorry, a little rusty here as we get our sea legs back under us after 2 weeks off of radio. Still come on the program, Shane Stringer. He's up in the next hour, as well as Dale Jackson from WVNN up in Huntsville. And then we'll close it out with Scott Buttram of the Trustful Tribune. So stay tuned for that. But joining us now on the line, always a pleasure to bring on our senior U.S. Senator, Tommy Tuberville. Coach, good morning. How you been?
Good morning, Jeff. Welcome back.
Hey, well, hey, I was telling you, we spent a little time in Cincinnati, your old stopping grounds up there, kind of going. We went all the way to Texas and then kind of along through the Ohio River Valley and then down back into Tennessee.
That's a good trip. You know, Cincinnati is a good place. I lived down by the stadium, by the baseball and football stadium. Went to a lot of games there. I'm sure you went. As a matter of fact, I went to the All-Star game some years ago. It was in Cincinnati, but downtown is a war zone, as we've seen in the last few weeks with a big fight down there by the way, happens quite often. And that just happens to be one that they got video on. But I'm glad to have you back on and looking forward to talking about politics here.
Well, you know, we're kind of, I guess the thing that's interesting to me right now, we're finally having this discussion, this long overdue discussion about redistricting and reapportionment and what's going on in Texas. And you know, Coach, it's like this. There's two sets of rules in America, what the blue states have to do and what the red states have to do. And I feel like we're finally having, at least having the discussion that, you know, we can't, if we're so worried about democracy, then why don't we have two sets of rules for the different parties?
Yeah, they're not worried about democracy. It's their way, or they're going to cry about it. And then you see the legislature in Texas, they just all jump up and run. We're leaving here. We want it our way. And they are, I'm in terms of being, you know, the power in Texas. But, you know, they gerrymandered all over the country. And like President Trump says, in Massachusetts, you know, he got 40% of the vote. And there's 20 seats in the House, and 17 are Democrats, 3 are Republican, and they just gerrymandered the heck out of a lot of these states. So the heck with them. I mean, these people, unless they can cheat and steal, they don't want to deal with it. I've dealt with them now for 5 years, and they're a crime family, the Democrats. And then some of the people up there, I don't know whether they just don't understand what's going on or whatever. They seem to be nice people, but they go along with it. And it's a syndicate. I mean, it's something that if they can't steal it, they're just going to deny it. And so it's what it is.
Yeah, they do. But they there's like an intellectual dishonesty. And it's this. I think 2024 broke this whole sort of racket in this country where the media just did whatever they needed to do for these guys. And then we finally come to realize what the media, they're not as important as they used to be. They don't. If they had had their way in 2024, Trump would have lost in a landslide. He has the biggest election win in 20 years for Republicans, and you know, I think that's sort of the lesson here. The media don't matter, so Democrats, they can't have it both ways anymore.
You're exactly right. And what happened in the 2024 election, he overwhelmed them. They thought they were going to be able to cheat their way to victory with that Looney Tunes Kamala Harris. And they weren't able to do it. They weren't able to cheat enough. And, you know, these Dominion machines and all these things that they have rigged over the years, the harvest balloting and, you know, COVID and all the things that they pushed, the Russiagate, it's absolutely nonsense. And, you know, President Trump won in 2020, won in 2024. And, you know, we got to be very careful about 2028 coming up with a president. Of course, 2026 right down the road. But, I mean, they've been exposed. They've been caught. The Obama cartel and all these other people that have that did Russiagate. And one thing I'm concerned about, Jeff, is I hear from a lot of our constituents as I travel. As a matter of fact, I'm traveling down in the Wiregrass today, is somebody's got to be indicted. I mean, we don't need to go through this and not have indictments. Now, I don't know whether you'll ever convict the Obamas or the Clintons or the Brennans or the Comeys and all these people, but they need to be indicted. They need to be brought to trial. They need to be in front of the American people where we can see exactly what happened, because you can't rig a trial. Now, you might have a jury that might be sympathetic, but everybody needs to see in live time really what happened.
Well, you're right about the indictments. And here's what they would do, Coach. You know, even if and this was the whole, like, I think the January 6th committee, you know, you may have not done anything criminal, but they wanted to cause a little pain and make you make these people that were close to Trump have to go through the process of hiring lawyers and nearly bankrupting them and make their lives very difficult. So I was just kind of like, you know, thinking like, well, these guys now they're having to play defense. They're going to have to experience a little bit of this, that when you kind of politicize the criminal justice system, this is what happens.
Exactly. They cost President Trump a fortune. I actually went to a couple of trials with him, sat behind him and watched the nonsense. And one of the judges one time, you know, of course it wasn't on television, and hopefully when they bring these people to trial, they are on television where you can see their actions and see the things that are really, it's going to make great for TV, but I don't think they'll ever convict anybody, but they need to be exposed, because they almost ruined our country. They tried to overrun our country is what they did. And it's a cartel of Democrats, and it's not all of them, but it's a lot of them that put up with this. So Schumer is, I mean, he can't tell the truth. And then you got Warren and Bernie Sanders that are just out there to try to make money off this whole situation. It's amazing how they run things. But yeah, we need to expose them, from Russiagate to COVID to the eggs for brains Biden, who never made a decision. All the people behind the scenes made the decisions for him. I mean, it's been a banana republic.
I'm joined by U.S. Senator Tommy Tuberville here on the program. Coach, something I was thinking about, and, you know, Trump's in 200 days in here. How much progress do you think he has made at rooting out some of these career civil servants, you know, that were Obama or Biden holdovers, some of the deep state rot within the bureaucracy? It seems like there's been progress made at all levels there.
Yeah, we've made a lot of progress. Of course, there's a lot of them that are going, you know, they're hiding behind the scenes. They're digging in deep. They know if they think they can outlast Trump the next 3 years, they can get all this nonsense back. But they're being exposed more every day. But again, it's hard when you've got, you know, just several thousand in there. It's hard to dig them out of the weeds. But they're doing it. Cash Patel is doing it in the FBI. You know, the CIA director is doing it, all forms and all ways of life. That's the reason that we're sending a lot of these people out of D.C. into these southern states to expose them. And we're sending, there'll be 1,000 new FBI agents in Huntsville out of D.C. in the next probably year and a half. And again, a lot of them need to be exposed. We exposed some already that were in the state and FBI agents that were running some. They were DEI and cash to run them out. We're doing things you never hear about, but things are being cleaned up. It's just a complete disaster because they have infiltrated every part of every agency that we have. And it's something that's got to take place, Jeff. If we don't, we're going to lose our country.
And you remember like it's like Lois Lerner at the IRS and stories like that we're, you know, reforming some of these agencies. It's not necessarily the alphabet soup of intel, but just this anti sort of conservative agenda within the bureaucracy. It's just, it's a Washington DC problem, if anything.
Yeah. And really I tell people, listen, this is not a Republican or Democrat situation. This is America versus socialist communism is what it is. And a lot of these people, they're not communists or socialists. They're just crooks. But you got to be able to distinguish them from both. And there's not really a lot of difference between a crook and a socialist communist. A lot of them are there to make money, and they're making a fortune, and they will lie if the truth's better. I've never seen anything like it. Today, President Trump finally, and I've talked to him about it, he's taken back D.C. We're having a murder a day in D.C. It is a war zone, plus it is a dumpster fire. We're trash all over the place. They don't cut the grass because they don't have any money because they spend it all on illegals and homeless. I mean, it's a disaster. So hopefully President Trump today, I think he's having a press conference here sooner or later, that he's going to take back D.C. with the National Guard and clean it up. I feel for a lot of my kids that work for me. I have about 25 people that work for me. They're between 25 and 40, and they walk to work. They walk 3 or 4 or 5 blocks, and it is a every month occurrence. You have somebody that is confronted one way or another, whether it's a staffer or whether it's a congressman. I've been confronted out on a walk by some of these Antifa thugs, and they're thugs, but they don't put them in jail. So President Trump supposedly taken back, but we don't need to just take back D.C. We got to take back all of our country and get law and order back and put these people in jail and throw away the damn key.
Well, with D.C., I lived up there for 8 years, and no problems, really. It was during the Obama years, so it was like, I mean, it was kind of a party town, and everybody wanted to be there. But it was a relatively safe city. I took the metro to work every day. And I've been up there a few times, probably half a dozen times since we moved away, my wife and I. And it since COVID, it's just a totally different. It's very unsafe. It's like it was in the 70s, you used to hear about how unsafe it was, and you can't have a functioning capital like that.
No, it's all about leadership. You know, the mayor up there is a blue Democrat that just, I don't know what she does. You never see her out. You never see her do anything, but it all goes back to your justice system. And these thugs go in the front door, out the back. There's 12 to 15 year olds this weekend just almost absolutely destroyed part of the Navy Yard, which is an area where a lot of my young people live that work for me, shooting fireworks into buildings and gunfire. They had to bring in, even some of the FBI to break up. But these 12 to 15 year old kids have no parents. They might have a mom. They don't have a dad. Dad's gone somewhere. There's no guidance. There's no discipline. It's just like every one of the blue states. You know, one of my favorite trips in this country, and I've been all over the country, is Fisherman's Wharf in San Francisco. I mean, it used to be absolutely pristine, and the restaurants, they've now shut it all down. Why? Because of the leadership of Pelosi and all these mayors out there that are spending money on, are stealing the money, not spending it. And it goes in the pockets of all these criminals and all these politicians, and they have no money to take care of what's going on, nor do they care about it. And so, I mean, it's time to take our country back. And if we're going to ever do it, it's going to be under Trump. It's not going to be under the next president. It's going to be under Trump. And he is mindset to taking all of our blue cities back. Even some of some of our cities in the state of Alabama are god awful. And, it's just unfortunate that we have got to put more money in law enforcement and education and start talking about single parents and having kids out of wedlock and kids that have no parents at all. It's a disaster.
Coach, we'll wind it down on this just about a minute and a half here. The campaign for governor and kind of getting up to speed on some things. How's that going?
It's going good. I'm not concentrating on that right now. I got a year and a half that I work in.
Up
here, I'm down in Tiffin today, where we just got more housing for Fort Rucker, a security building built for more training for law enforcement. I'm safe streets and neighborhoods. You don't have anything. I don't care how much money you got, how nice your family is, how educated you are. Even Alabama, we have got to take our streets. But, you know, Governor Thames went fine. I was at the BCA meetings down at the Grand Hotel this past week. I've got almost all endorsements from all the main groups. I don't have anybody running, but right now if we don't make a lot of progress in the next year and a half in this country with
right.
We can come back.
You broke up a little there on us, but what do you, your timetable as far as like kind of rolling out some you know state discussions. I mean, we're looking how far away do you think we are from that?
Well, you're ranking that too, but as I'm trying to do. Oh, your question again, Jeff.
Your timetable for rolling out more state discussion. What do you think what do you think we're going to start talking more about your gubernatorial run? Yeah, I think we've lost Coach. We're going to wrap it up there, but thanks for hopping on this morning. Guys, we got to work in a break here. We'll be right back. This is the Jeff Poore Show on FM Talk 106.5.